while the SARS epidemic is subsiding in many places, the World Health Organization issued two new travel advisories today. The WHO is now recommending that people consider postponing all but essential travel to Tianjin and Inner Mongolia in China and Taipei in Taiwan. Worldwide, the number of SARS cases reached 7,000 today. The death toll is now 500.
In the 7 weeks since SARS was first discovered, scientists have made remarkable progress in understanding the disease. That's certainly true in Hong Kong, where researchers were among the first in the world to identify that a virus called a coronavirus was causing SARS. NPR's Joe Palca is in Hong Kong and has this report on how researchers there solved the mystery.
6 years ago, a strange respiratory infection started killing people in Hong Kong. Malik Pearis of Hong Kong University is one of the researchers who investigated the outbreak. What he and his colleagues found was that a form of the influenza virus that typically affected only birds was turning up in humans and killing them. Happily, at the time, the bird flu epidemic was contained. So, 2 months ago, when another strange respiratory illness showed up, authorities turned again to Pearis. The first cases Pearis learned about were in a family that had traveled to Fujian province in China. The daughter died there, but her father and brother managed to return to Hong Kong for treatment. As he sits in his modern lab at the university, Pearis recalls his first thought was to check for another bird flu outbreak.
And from the father and from the son, we isolated influenza. And it was the bird flu. So in one sense, it confirmed our suspicions, if you like. However, when we went on to look at further cases of these unusual pneumonia, there was no evidence of flu. There was no evidence of anything else either. I mean, there was no evidence of any of the known viruses. So then we realized that maybe we might be dealing with something new, a new agent.
Pearis tried to grow it in the test tube. He suspected it was a virus, but it wouldn't grow in any of the cells he typically used for growing viruses. So he started trying a variety of different cells, hoping to find one that would work.
It was a Monday morning when I came in and I happened to start looking at some of the cell culture tubes and noticed two tubes that seemed to be looking different.
Those two tubes contained cells taken from embryonic monkey kidneys. The tubes looked different because the virus was growing in the cells and ultimately killing them. But he didn't know what kind of virus he had, so Pearis turned to his Hong Kong University colleague, John Nichols. Nichols took the infected cells, sliced them up, and looked at them under the electron microscope. Inside the cells, Nichols could see something that looked like a virus with spiky projections on its outer coat. Those spikes suggested to Nichols that they were dealing with a coronavirus, but he wasn't sure.
You might recall that there have been other institutions which have been saying this could be a paramyxovirus or a metapneumovirus. However, the results of the studies showed this wasn't happening, is that it was something which was different.
To confirm that the virus was indeed a coronavirus, scientists in Hong Kong and elsewhere began analyzing the virus's genetic sequence. Sure enough, Pearis says, their suspicions that they were dealing with a coronavirus were confirmed. Pearis says the new virus is very different from most human coronaviruses that usually cause nothing more severe than a head cold. He believes that, like the deadly forms of flu, this new coronavirus probably once infected animals.
Maybe a wild animal, maybe a domestic animal, not causing too much problems and never got recognized. But under some circumstances, many, many months ago, made the jump from the animals to the humans. And now, of course, it has got adapted to humans.
Now that they have the coronavirus in hand, Pearis and Nichols are figuring out how to cope with it. Nichols is particularly interested in the physical changes to the virus that make it so dangerous. It's important work because Nichols doesn't believe SARS will be going away anytime soon.
Certainly, given the findings in the past couple of days about how long it persists in the environment, I think it's certainly going to be around a lot longer than people initially thought.
As bad as the coronavirus is, Pearis says a global epidemic caused by the flu virus could be even worse.
That virus is still out there, and that is another one that is knocking on the door, and I think we should not take our eyes off that ball while we are looking at SARS.
Health officials everywhere are keeping their fingers crossed they'll be able to deal with the SARS epidemic before another new and deadly form of the flu virus emerges. Joe Palca, NPR News, Hong Kong.